You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Limitless by Jensen Franklin. This book is read by Sean Renette. This audio recording was produced in 2016 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Charisma. Originally published in English as Limitless, copyright 2016 by Jensen Franklin. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Introduction. When it seems as if everything is falling apart, it can be hard to stay focused on the promises of God. With the weight of the world on your shoulders, it becomes very inviting to sit down and give up. Before you know it, doubt, frustration, and bitterness begin to creep in and steal all of the joy and power from your life and your relationship with God. You have a real enemy that battles for your soul, and his name is Satan. The good news is that you don't have to live a powerless Christian life. You don't have to listen to the negative voices in your head that say things are never going to get better or that this is all you'll ever be. You don't have to believe that your kids are never going to serve God or you'll never regain your health. As followers of Christ, we don't have to live with hopelessness, depression, or addiction. We don't have to live powerless, lukewarm Christian lives. We can be victorious through the power of the Holy Spirit. You can expect God to come through. God has made provision for victory and power in your Christian life. Your present circumstances do not have to limit your faith or dictate your future. You can live the life He planned for you. A limitless life. This is more than positive thinking. It is a passionate challenge to live a life of zero tolerance for sin, distractions, or lies from the enemy, and to boldly and obediently step into a new season of life where God makes all things new, and the limitations of the past become a distant memory. It's time to let go of the baggage and overcome the limits of your past once and for all. Block the enemy's access into your life and cancel his assignments to limit you. Revive your prayer life and worship times through new levels of intimacy with God. Activate your faith to stop merely talking about miracles and start experiencing them. Dream God-sized dreams. Determine not to become satisfied with less than God's best and decide to go to the next level in your walk with God. As you hear the powerful insights from the Lord in the pages that follow, you will find strategies for overcoming the enemy's attacks and will learn to walk in victory, dismantling Satan's schemes in your life and loosening his grip on you so that you can live a life of abundance as God intends. Chapter 1. Live victoriously. Imagine yourself in the desert of Judea, at the edge of the Jordan River. John the Baptist, the first prophetic voice from God to speak in 400 years, has been preaching repentance in the desert. He is a wild-haired young man, dressed in animal skins and subsisting on locusts and wild honey. Many recognize him as the one spoken of by the prophet Isaiah. A voice cries out in the desert, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make his paths straight." Matthew chapter 3, verse 3. You, like so many others from Jerusalem and all of Judea and the whole region of the Jordan, are coming out to the desert to confess your sins and be baptized by John. As he preaches, John tells of one who is coming, one who will be much more powerful and will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire. Then you notice a man coming through the crowd. He approaches John at the water's edge, asking to be baptized. John hesitates, saying, "You need to baptize me." But the man insists, knowing it is the will of God in order...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?